RJM received and read the email from Watts in the Dan Agelis case and provides a tentative conditional endorsement accompanied by disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, Watts is not a Christian but a heretic and a schismatic. Number two, Gaelic is not a Christian but a heretic and a schismatic. Number three, it's RJM's understanding that both Gaelic and Watts and Dan Agelis all cause more damage than whatever utility is accrues to the Catholic cause from their activity in interactions with nominal government entities, as has Robert J. Moore probably incurred the same in the past, and RJM is endeavoring to make restitution for that at this juncture. Next is that, well, for time being, these disclaimers, RJM disclaims any association with Watts arguments in regard to the student loans, but other than that, in regard to other overreaches, but nonetheless, in terms of this document, conditionally and tentatively, with consideration including notice of commitment to procure indictments and convictions of any and all malefactors who've incurred criminal liability in regard to these matters, RJM transmits this conveyance.